presentation.
Okay, yeah, going to talk about a SIP events extension. I appreciate the agenda time on this. It's been limited list discussion. Basically just looking for some feedback as to whether this makes any sense, whether anyone else thinks this is a problem, and we can go from there. Next slide, please. So this is an optimization for SIP events, and the motivation comes from synchronization of bulk SIP event between servers. I'll talk about a couple of use cases. And we call these notifies, basically between these SIP event notifiers, batch notifies. You're basically trying to transfer a large amount of information in a short period of time. So think about you create a subscription and you need to transfer 10,000 MIME objects that they each convey a piece of state. You could do that in a single notify, right? One notify, send it over a TCP, and it could have 10,000 bodies in it. And you know, obviously that would not be nice. And you know, we can think of all kinds of reasons why that could be bad. But in addition to that, if you're trying to transfer this sort of information in a controlled way using SIP, you have issues about the rate of notifications in addition, as well as the size of them, and also the amount of processing that both sides have to do. That you know, how much do you have to format this information and how much do you have to decode it at the other end? So next slide. As I mentioned, there's some very rough use cases in the draft, and I'd appreciate hearing from anyone else who has some thoughts on use cases. The main reason for some of these was just to show that this is an event package independent, that it applies to more than one. It's not just a presence type extension. Next. So these are the five requirements in the draft. Requirement four has had some list discussion, so we can talk about those. I don't know if anyone else has comments on any of the other requirements. Like I said, it would be useful to know whether anyone else thinks these are interesting requirements. Okay, next slide. So some list discussion.
Does Eric have comments?
Eric, did you?
Well, all right, so all I can say is I'll be jealous if you can get this through and we couldn't do it for info.
What did he say?
Having multiple info bodies, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Of course it is.
It should just be an info.
No, not just...
Okay, so Adam?
Sorry, Adam Roach, I just wanted to point out to Eric, we already have multiple bodies for notifies. We have list subscription mechanisms, we have ad hoc means of specifying.
It's the having bunches of things that aren't related that do weird things and get all these things.
If you could use the mic, that would be great, Eric. Thanks.
I'm going to digest and wait till he's done. How's that sound?
Okay. So there's been discussion on the requirement five, which is to do with why does it make sense to actually terminate this subscription, given that you know, state could continually change, and there's two possible reasons why this requirement's in there. One is that if you're just trying to get a snapshot, a picture of state, and you want to transfer it, and that's all you want, you don't need ongoing updates. Another is that if you're using actually a different mechanism, such as publication, for just, you know, continual updates, but you want to use this mechanism to do the bulk transfer. So in that case, you want to do the bulk transfer, synchronize, and then switch to a different mechanism to do the continual update. So that's why this requirement is in there. And we definitely need to add text that explains that this is not, you don't have to implement this. It's just the mechanism needs to have a way of supporting it. And turns out SIP events does. It doesn't require any extensions to support this requirement.
Are you done? Let you...
Yes.
Okay. So my main comment, and I sent similar comments to the list, was I think it drops way too low level into protocol detail requirements before stepping back and just looking at the problem abstractly. I still don't understand exactly what problem this is solving. I feel like it's some kind of HA problem, but you have a primary and a secondary presence server, and you can't synchronize them. So, and my point was, okay, well, you know, highly available presence servers, that's interesting. There's a whole bunch of things you have to do to make that work. I don't really understand how this fits in, whether it's necessary or sufficient. This, you know, for example, this statement about, oh, this is just a snapshot, something else for the ongoing. I've never seen a database or application protocol that, for example, that just did snapshot and let something else do the ongoing, you know, changes. So I'm missing something. I don't understand, like, how I would build something that does this and get high availability with some other vendor's presence server, if that's what you're after. So my request would be, just take it back and, like, I don't want to hear about, you know, new parameters or whether we have three bodies or two bodies. What's it, you know, is this an HA problem? What does the picture look like? What kind of information is currently flowing? What's currently broken that's making you not able to get HA? Is this an inter-vendor application? Many people don't really care about inter-vendor HA between two different, you know, is that the problem we're solving? I just still don't get it
right,
at a high
right.
level.
So you want better use cases in this.
Right. That's, I mean, I think that's the, you know, the, from a problem statement perspective, it's that level of problem statement I think we need.
Okay. That's good feedback.
And it's Eric Berger again, and Adam's going to post to the list the issue. It's not worth talking about right now.
Okay. Thank you. You can skip that.
Yeah.
Okay. So more list discussion would be great.
Yeah, I think, yeah, you got good feedback. Eric promised to keep on discussing that on the list. Yeah. While we change the presenter,